honest repair shop that they're really secretly working with. So when you receive your bill, you may be shocked to learn that you'd owe thousands of dollars for a simple tow service. So just don't agree to have your vehicle towed by a company unless you or the police requested their service. Legitimate towing services generally don't patrol for accidents or listen to police scanners to find accident sites.
Thanks for joining us this month, Michelle, and we'll talk to you again in the month of June.
That sounds great. You take care.
That's Michelle Reinen joining us here today from Consumer Protection.
Performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle. New Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for a competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another day on the witness stand for Stormy Daniels in Donald Trump's hush money trial as another case hits a roadblock. ABC's Aaron Katursky's covering.
Trump's trial over his handling of classified documents is indefinitely postponed. Judge Aileen Cannon, a Trump appointee, has spent months considering legal questions without ruling on them, and she said she needs more time to resolve myriad and interconnected issues. The New York case charging Trump with falsifying business records tied to a 2016 hush payment to adult film actress Stormy Daniels may be the only one that reaches a verdict before the election.
A Georgia appeals court also agreeing to hear Trump's arguments in the Fulton County, Georgia election interference case. That means a significant delay in that trial as well. House Speaker Mike Johnson surviving a move by a handful of hardline Republicans in the House to kick him out of the job. He stays with the help of the Democrats. More severe weather is on the way. Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee in line for it throughout the day. This is ABC News. The former interpreter for baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani has agreed to plead guilty in a $17 million fraud case. Epe Mizuhira stole millions from Ohtani to cover gambling debts. The hunt around Santiago for two people is on. They opened fire on a home with rifles in San Antonio, leaving several people, including children, badly hurt.
The attack does not appear to have been random.
There was some text messages flying back and forth between at least one of the victims and somebody that we're considering a suspect.
Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar says the gunman stepped out of a car and fired around two dozen shots with high-powered weapons.
I mean, they just whiz cheesed the front of that house.
Leaving five people, three of them under 10 years old, critically hurt before speeding away. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Big fight over the last place that Marilyn Monroe called home. The owners of the mansion, one of L.A.'s most exclusive areas, want to tear it down so they can expand their own home, which is next door, but they say the city is illegally blocking their demolition. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered. Offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
Corinne
Maine and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1 Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Boston Equipment in Boston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
A high of 60 today with occasional showers. That chance tapers off this afternoon and a high of 60. Decreasingly cloudy tonight, but chilly, a low down to 42 with patchy fog. Sunny Friday with increasing clouds. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely toward evening and a high of 68. Showers ending later, a low of 45. Saturday seasonal and breezy with a good amount of sunshine and 68. 0.08 of an inch of rain early on today. We have a north wind at 5 and it's 53 degrees.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox and with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gears. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right, till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53 and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts all the holes were gone. We drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time, my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts. But she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, because to type it up, it took the whole staff. And when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one. Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac. Come on. Paul. Oh, this is a Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69.
Johnny Cash and the Tennessee Three in One Piece at a Time here on WRCO. Thank you so much for joining us today. Special day. Well, a few things to celebrate and recognize today. It's Hooray for Buttons Day. So if you've got you found your buttons, you can celebrate that. There are some button collectors, I know. It's Lost Sock Memorial Day. So, yeah, and I always wonder about those too. Now, June accuses me of having like one under my dresser or something or under the bed, but I don't know. I've looked. It's Ascension Day, 39 days after Easter, traditionally. It's also National Children's Mental Health Awareness Day. This is Mental Health Month as well across the nation. National Butterscotch Brownie Day, Moscato Day, and Tear the Tags Off the Mattress Day. Ooh, get wild, break the law, I guess. Well, we have some things to do, give away today, by the way. In fact, just for listening to us today, we've got a chance to have you go to a Brewer game. We have four tickets for the Brewers game. Now, this is coming up on May 13th, so that would be Monday. The Brewers take on the Pittsburgh Pirates. We have four really good seats for that game. So, again, it's Monday. A little bit more of a commitment that day, but perhaps you can ask off work or something in the meantime. So we'll give these tickets to caller number 12 at 608-647-4155. Caller 12 takes the four Brewer tickets, Brewers versus the Pirates, for the May 13th game.
A 20X American hat, a gold buckle from a rodeo.
I wear a dusty old co-op cap, make my living on them old turn roads.
I ride a quarter horse,
my tractor's right here.
I drink whiskey,
and I drink beer.
Cowboys and plowboys, just some good old small. Girl to the honky tonk, I two-step and I spin around.
I take mine to them fields of gold, hold her tight while the sun goes down. Cowboys and plowboys, just some good old small town boys.
Both make the world go round, boys. Boy, ain't that the truth?
Some old Hank
from the big sky to the riverbank.
Cowboys and plowboys, just some good old small town boys.
Both make the world go round, boys. Boy,
seniors of Riverdale High School, you've made it. Congratulations on this milestone. The world awaits your talents. Congratulations, seniors, from Bailey Paint and Decorating, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Southwest Technical College, House on the Rock, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
To boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
7:20 again. Congratulations to Ron Olson, our latest winner of Brewer tickets. He'll be attending the Pirates and Brewers on Monday night at a 6:40 start time. The Brewers open a weekend series against the Cardinals tonight. And hopefully that goes well. That's a good division rival, no doubt about it. We'll be giving you more opportunities to win. And tomorrow, some special stuff, too. You can win a nice little candy bouquet for Mama. Details coming up about that. On the traffic scene today, we still haven't been able to afford that helicopter, but we can tell you County Road II will be closed today from 7:30 until 4 for culvert replacement. The closure will be from Corwin Ridge Road to Ryan Drive. This is in Westford Township, Section 19 and 20. And from the lost and found, lost north of Hub City, a red cow with white face and her calf. Text or call 715-347-4655. That's 715-347-4655.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
People often ask us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Gattiger Pratt Funeral Home, what can I do to help? I'm Mark Jelinek. Some of the suggestions we share are simple and practical. Preparing food, washing clothes, cleaning the house, mowing the yard, or answering the telephone are just a few of the practical ways to show you care. Remember, support is needed at the time of death, and it is no less important in the weeks and months afterwards. For more helpful information, visit us at PrattFuneralService.com.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Did you know that nearly 80% of strokes are preventable? You can reduce your likelihood of stroke by treating existing medical conditions like high blood pressure or diabetes, and by making lifestyle changes like quitting smoking or becoming more active. If you are curious about your risk factors, talk to your primary care provider at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. The Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
Thursday's Roundup, sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Get ready for a show full of energy, world records, and the opportunity to learn absolutely nothing. Tune in for some fun, knowledge, and of course, frivolous information.
It's time for the Roundup.
Good morning, Philip.
Hey, what's up?
Not much, you?
You know, all right. Doing
Did you
all
get
right.
any housework done yesterday?
Some yard
I'm
work.
I'm sorry. June's work. June's list done?
No, I did some mowing in her daycare area, though.
Oh, you did?
Because the fence is too narrow for me to get the rider in there, so Phil has to push.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. Well, I do that all the time. The hardest thing was getting the mower started, you know, the push mower. I hadn't started it yet this year
because
I just used the weed whipper and, you know, whatever. But it was a hard start. So
did you have to rake the grass when you were
done? No, it wasn't that long there. There are places in our yard that it doesn't grow that fast.
I tell you what I'll do. I'll just come over and fertilize it for you.
Oh, yeah.
Is that okay? I mean,
sure,
to help you out?
Yeah.
I could write my name in your yard.
Ah, really?
Yeah, and okay. Fertilizer.
Oh, that's nice.
Uh-huh. I mean... You would never forget me.
You could roll my yard. You and Squirt could roll.
I wouldn't need Squirt with that, buddy.
Find something dead to roll on.
Yeah, yep. Well, mm-hmm. Anyway, big plans for the day?
Well, baseball, you know, it's kind of one of those flip of a coins again today.
It is.
We'll see. I think they'll get things in, but they're kind of moving schedules around and right. earlier and later and things mm-hmm. like that. So,
well, hopefully mine gets canceled. I'm going to Shellsburg. So
you're going to Shellsburg. Wow, that's a good drive for you.
Well, it gets me out of the area.
Oh, that's true.
They don't know me over there yet.
The further you go, the
better for us.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
That's what I used to do when I was trying to get dates. You know, if we go farther away, maybe they didn't know me.
Hey, that's Phil Neat. Hey, anyway.
Yeah.
I yesterday you said that you wanted, you know, you and I had our weekly talk about, Henry, you need to do this and this different, and you said you need to leave your problems at the door.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to lock you out today, and really it didn't work.
Don't!
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's not Monday yet.
You forget I have the master.
I know. You are the master. I've tried everything to get you out of here, but I can't. Can't move it.
Oh, well.
So anyway.
What do you do?
What do you do?
You could have a worse boss, though, really. You could, you know? Like June, you know, she'd be tougher on you than me.
Hmm.
She's tougher on me.
Well, that's different. You probably deserve it.
Not, well, you know, it is what it is.
But
after all these years, she has
childcare 24/7, Phil.
She does.
She does. Poor lady.
Oh, well.
Did I listen to a John Denver song this morning?
Nope. No John Denver this morning.
You didn't have any John Denver.
Uh-uh.
Because I was thinking, oh, he did something.
No, you must have had the wrong station.
No, I only have one station, and I barely get a station on the little guy, but
on that
the little
on
mini
on your Mini Cooper.
Yeah.
Does that take a lot of battery when you're listening to the radio? And listening to
going up a hill with the windshield wipers on and the lights on. It's a tough world out there.
It's true. I had a early 80s Pontiac J2000,
mm-hmm.
and at that point in time, car makers were making cars with the, like, 1.8 liter engines,
yes.
and making them just as cheap as they could, you know? And that thing, literally, if you had the air on and you were going up a hill,
you had to turn the air off.
Yeah, you pretty much did. Or get out and push. Yeah, exactly.
Go, you can do it.
And the worst car I've ever had for flooding, because it would just, for no reason, you'd get out there and, you know, if it didn't start the first time, you just well go sit somewhere for a half hour
because it ain't starting.
Ain't going to start.
It ain't starting.
No. I learned well how to take out the plugs, though, and wipe them off. You know, it was a good lesson.
Yeah.
But, what a piece of junk. Cars are a lot more reliable now than they
are.
Yep.
So we had a phone call yesterday from our good buddy Chris Gerber.
Oh.
About where the Guinness World Records actually come from. So I did a little bit of research. So Guinness World Records originally the Guinness World Book of Records, the ultimate authority of record-breaking achievements, started out as an idea for a book or facts to solve arguments in pubs.
Oh.
The idea came around in the early 1950s when Sir Hugh Beaver, managing director of Guinness Brewery, attended a shooting party in County Wexford. There he and his host argued about the fastest bird in Europe and failed to find an answer in any reference book.
Huh.
So, in 1954, recalling his shooting party argument, Sir Hugh had the idea for a Guinness promotion based on the idea of settling pub arguments and invited Twin Norris and Ross McRitter,
mm-hmm.
who was a fact-finding researcher from the Flint Street to compile a book of facts and figures.
Hmm.
So it's to settle arguments in pubs.
Yeah, that's interesting. So I never knew there was a tie-in with the Guinness Brewing.
Yeah,
there was. But I remember the early ones because, you know, there was always a waiting list at the school library to who could check out the Guinness Book of World Records.
The best thing about this, it is the number one book selling in the world.
Still?
Average, yes.
Wow.
About 350 million books a year. So and that, when they did this early, they had three or four books. Everything wasn't all in one book.
Oh.
So, although, here's the funny part. Although the books never tackled the original question, owing to their focus purely on the world records, the red-bested messenger would be most likely the answer. So.
Interesting. Yeah. Learn some every day.
Yeah, so.
But you mentioned those names in there. I was thinking.
And they're actually the writers of the book. They are the Guinness. Guinness, the pub owner, actually had the idea, and then he got the other two guys to get on it.
So. Uh-huh. Yeah, McWhirter. I know you mentioned that name. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the other. Was it Ross?
It's up here in the.
Yeah, Ross McWhirter is one of them, and the Norris twins. So the early Guinness records, they had their name on the front of them.
Oh, really?
I remember that. That's why those names are familiar. But anyway, yeah, that was quite a hot commodity.
It really is. Yeah.
And some of the same pictures in there, I remember they used to have the heaviest twins. They were riding like mini bikes or something like that. Yeah. And they were each like 500 pounds or whatever it was. Oh. And then they had like the tallest man. You know, they had a picture of him. Everybody was like, whoa, you know, look at him.
Yeah, it was a big thing when I was in school.
Big stuff.
So big. Yeah. Speaking of world records, though, man sets Guinness World Record for typing alphabet backwards in less than 3 seconds.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
Wow.
In just 2.88 seconds, Ashraf has set the Guinness World Record for the fastest time to type the English alphabet backwards. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
2.88 seconds, and you've got 26 strokes in. I'm lucky to get 26 strokes in 8 hours.
I was going
to
say, it'd take me over a minute to do the alphabet the right way, you know?
Hey, where's that letter?
A,
yeah.
B.
Or P. A. Dadgummit, backspace. There's a lot of time you're going to misspell something, and you just backspace it all the way down. I'm going to spell this the right way.
Oh, yeah. So. Right. Thank heaven for spell checker.
Yes,
it's a lot easier now than it used to be.
Yeah, that Grammarly.
Oh, yeah. That does help out.
Mm. Mm.
But nonetheless, it's hard to find elemental P.
You know, elemental P.
When I was a kid, I thought that was one letter. Elemental P.
Yeah.
It was a P.
There's only 20 letters in the alphabet in my letter.
Oh, well.
So, anyway.
What do you do, Hank? What do you do?
Where are you going to be at tonight?
River Valley.
Weather permitting?
River Valley.
Versus Sinner.
That's right.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm. We'll be there.
So it should be a good one.
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah, it really should.
Good stuff. And you're in Schulzberg tonight.
Yeah.
Don't get lost at a mine or something.
No, I'm going down there to focus on softball and cheese. I mean, just softball.
Okay.
Sorry, the cheese slipped out.
You're getting off your diet again.
Yeah, I got back on the old wagon.
Christy bought you some cookies.
Oh, her and Sue are in deep trouble.
Are they?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And did you know they had scones underneath them cookies?
I didn't. I think you guys took them, didn't you? I didn't see any.
I'm not going to say a word. But yeah, but they're in deep trouble with me.
Mm. Okay.
So, but anyway, hey,
That means more celery today, right?
Oh.
It's a celery Thursday.
Yeah, celery and radish Thursday.
And radishes. Hey,
my first batch of radishes is out of the ground.
Really? So these are fresh out of Hank's garden?
No. They're the little things just popping out of the seedlings.
Oh, yeah. You're not eating them yet?
No, not yet.
No. Okay.
So
I wondered if there were some. I didn't get down to the farmer's market yesterday, but I was wondering. There probably were.
I'm sure they were.
But I was wondering about some rhubarb, too, maybe.
Ugh.
You don't like rhubarb?
Mm-mm.
See, neither does June, so I don't get anything made rhubarb. She's like, I don't know. If you want it, you can make it yourself. I don't really like it. Well, you know what kind of cook I am.
You're not a bad cook. You're not a bad baker, though.
Really?
Yeah. Remember the apple pie that you and Ron had?
Oh, that's right. I guess I did do that once.
But you're not a bad baker.
Uh-huh. Right.
And you stay out of the kitchen. You're the only guy I know that burns microwave meals.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Hey, I'll tell you a funny story.
Chandler Brindley, too.
Yeah, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we tied for the number
one. No, Chandler beat you with the fish. You have the fish?
He had the fish.
Yeah, he won.
So I think he set the fire alarm off twice, and I only did once.
Yeah, but you're close.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, the other day, my fire alarm was going off. I know don't have a lot of time. So I sat there, and I sat down and eat a salad, and I have eggs boiling on the stove. Right? Going good. My fire alarm goes off. Oh, yeah, my eggs were on fire.
Oh! What, did the water boil out?
Yeah, it's all gone.
Oh, man, Hank.
And I lost 8 eggs.
Did the Boscobel Fire Department
respond? No, okay. Goodness. But thank you, buddy. Have a good day and be kind.
That's Hank Bray.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Let us put some spring back into your step with our Warm Up to Savings sale now through May 31st at Badgerland Flooring, and give your home a fresh look with over 50 styles and colors of Adore, Trends, and Paramount luxury vinyl tiles and planks on sale now. If you've been thinking about new flooring, now is the time to take advantage of these incredible savings by stopping into our showroom on Highway 14 in Richland Center, or look us up at badgerlandflooring.com.
Who is the one person you can count on through everything and always there when you need someone? It's your mom, and she only deserves the best. Salute this Mother's Day with a gift from Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Added Touch will have a beautiful selection of hanging plants, blooming plants, fresh flowers, balloons, and gifts. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and like them on Facebook. Added Touch will be open this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
U.S. Cellular new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What are you paying for home internet? It's time to save and head to your nearest local U.S. Cellular store. See us in Richland Center, Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Viroqua.
Treat yourself to mouth-watering deals at Richland Locker. Indulge in succulent top sirloin steaks for just $6.98 a pound. Or grab a 5-pound bag of ground beef for only $5.28 a pound. From the deli, savor the flavor of smoked pit ham at $6.48 a pound. Paired perfectly with sliced mild cheddar cheese for just $5.48 a pound. Don't miss out on these irresistible offers. Visit Richland Locker today and elevate your dining experience.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Here's your history lesson for May 9th, 1914. President Wilson acted a joint congressional resolution signing a proclamation designating the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day. That was on Hank's quiz the other day. 1945, with World War II in Europe at an end, Soviet forces liberated Czechoslovakia from Nazi occupation, and U.S. officials announced a midnight entertainment curfew was being lifted immediately. 1945. And in 1962, scientists at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology succeeded in reflecting a laser beam off the surface of the moon. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday today to Zaheva Awan and also to Olivia K. De La Cruz from Primary School Richland Center. Happy birthday, Olivia Joe from Grammy, Mama, Auntie, Nick, Mom and Dad, and Jack. They say have an amazing day. To Eli Muckler, happy 18th today. Love you from Mom and Dad. Ross Gaston, happy birthday. I'm so proud of you. Have a great day. Also, happy birthday to Ross from Grandma. And happy birthday, Ross. Lots of love from Mom. Greetings to Garrett Burns. This is from Mom, Roger, Stephen, Sierra, and Grandma and Grandpa Williams. To Brittany Penfield, have a great day from Grandma Felton. Dustin Wanless from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. Also, happy birthday to Casey Maxwell from the Willow Valley. And greetings to Pastor Diana Lucas from Ash Creek and Willow Valley United Methodist Churches. Margie Walker, have a great day from Russ and Karen. And also to Margie, have an awesome year from Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band, to Margie Walker and Sarah Hone from Schmidlin Hills residents and staff. Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club saluting Marcy Radowitz, Brittany Joe Penfield, Ross Gaston, and Sarah Peterson. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today saluting Jesse Pauls, Tammy Arleno, along with Claire Miller and Brianna Thomas. Have a happy anniversary, Bill and Adonica Matthews, and Palmer and Robin Severson. From the RC Lions, wishes to Robin Korneff, and also today to Deidre Perry, Margie Walker, and Elizabeth Bradford Roberts, to Buzz Beatty and Stephanie Stafford. Happy anniversary, Nick and Carla Bruckner. Happy anniversary, Nick and Carla, from Mom, Bill, Grant, Jamie, Gabby, Jacob, Logan, Brittany, Ashley, and Parker. And to our mommy and daddy, Carla and Nick Bruckner, from Savannah and Caden. And happy anniversary this morning to Dave and Anita Walker, from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret.
It's her birthday or your anniversary. Do something different for her this year. Have her jewelry refreshed or restored to new. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we can help you with this. We have two skilled jewelers in store every day, and we can rebuild, refinish, or restore her jewelry to new. What a romantic gesture that would be. Our craftsmanship, mixed with the technology we use, we can repair nearly any jewelry. Laser welding, laser engraving, 3D printing from CAD, and more. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream, I scream. We all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Make mom smile with a special Mother's Day gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. From colorful hanging baskets and patio plants to unique yard art, beautiful fresh floral arrangements, and so much more, you're sure to find something she'll love. Can't decide? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories.
News is coming up. Joanne will be strolling in with some updates for us. Here's Charlie Pride on WRCO.
Rain dripping off the brim of my hat. Sure is cold today. Here I am walking down 66. Wish she hadn't done me that way. Sleeping under a table in a roadside park. A man could wake up dead. But it sure seems warmer than it did. Sleeping in our king-sized bed. Is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her. Wind whipping down the neck of my shirt. Like I ain't got nothing on. But I'd rather fight the wind and rain than what I've been fighting at home. Yonder comes a truck with the U.S. mail. People writing letters back home. Tomorrow she'll probably want me back, but I'll still be just as gone. Is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her.
This is Phil Nee, hoping you have a great Thursday.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 54 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Cloudy with periods of rain tapering off in the late afternoon, a high of 60. Tonight, decreasing clouds and chilly with patchy fog, a low of 42. In Richland Center, we have light northerly winds, and after a low of 53, it's 54 degrees.
Get the laundry pair that you could use to conquer pet hair like a pro with a Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the extra-large lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance at 2490 Highway 14 East, next to Goodwill in Richland Center, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. President Joe Biden visited Wisconsin Wednesday to talk about a large investment by Microsoft in building a new data center in southeast Wisconsin. The $3.3 billion investment includes the construction of facilities, such as the country's first manufacturing-focused AI lab, according to the company. Biden, speaking at Gateway Technical College in Racine County, said that the move shows that his agenda is promoting economic recovery and job growth in the country. Senator Tammy Baldwin said that the news is welcome and will help in creating new jobs in the state. Biden also used the speech to criticize former President Donald Trump over Foxconn, a company that promoted a $10 billion investment in the area, but only ended up providing part of what they set out to do. Wisconsin Democrats plan to spend $7 million on television ads in five state Senate races they believe are key to regaining control of the chamber. The state Senate Democratic Committee says the buy will target races around Wisconsin, including Milwaukee's northern suburbs, the rural areas north of Madison, the Fox Cities, Green Bay, and La Crosse. Republicans currently hold a 22-10 advantage in the chamber, but Democrats hope new district boundaries Governor Tony Evers signed in February will help them chip away at the GOP advantage. 16 Senate seats are up in November, including 8 currently held by Republicans. Democrats need to win 13 seats to gain the majority. Paul Ryan doesn't want Donald Trump back in the White House. The Janesville native, who served as House Speaker during part of Trump's first term, telling Yahoo Finance this week that he doesn't plan on voting for his party's presumed nominee and instead plans to write in another Republican candidate. Ryan saying character is too important to him and that the presidency requires the kind of character Trump doesn't have. UW-Madison officials won't tolerate any disruptions of spring commencement events by pro-Palestinian protesters. A Wednesday email to students warned that disruption of events, including graduation activities, would violate state law and won't be tolerated. The university will recommend a minimum of suspension for students, including current graduates who participate in any disruption, and place holds on their degrees, registration, and official records. In addition, the warning says students and non-students engaging in disruptions also risk arrest, citation, and criminal charges. Also Wednesday, negotiations between protesters and campus officials broke down. The encampment was ordered removed by 4 o'clock Wednesday afternoon, although it wasn't immediately clear what would happen if that did not occur. A resolution of support for UW protesters fails to pass in Madison Tuesday night. On an 8-8 vote, Madison City Council deadlocked on a resolution that called on UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin to allow the encampment on Library Mall to continue. So it failed. The UW stance has been clear. The encampment is illegal and unsafe. The resolution was just a symbolic move and not any sort of mandate. Even so, there was a nearly four-hour discussion on the topic with residents and officials airing grievances. A new study again ranks Wisconsin worst in the nation for Black American residents. The study from 24/7 Wall Street analyzed data from the U.S. Census Bureau and other resources. According to the study, the median household income for Black individuals in Wisconsin of just over $38,000 is only 51% of the $75,000 median household income for whites. That's the widest income gap among all states. The home ownership rate for Black residents stands at 26.5% compared to nearly 72% for white residents. Black residents make up 6.1% of the state's population and have an unemployment rate of 8.3%, while the unemployment rate for white residents is 3%. Other Midwestern states fare a little better in the study, with Iowa, Minnesota, and Illinois ranking just above Wisconsin. The American Heart Association presented Senator Joan Balwegg and Representative Alex Yores with a Friend with Heart Award for their leadership in creating a statewide nutrition incentive program. Nutrition incentive programs, oftentimes called double dollars or market match, provide matching dollars to families participating in Food Share to purchase additional fruits and vegetables at participating farmers markets and other healthy food retailers. The program helps families stretch their grocery budget and prioritize buying healthy foods, all while supporting local farmers. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is highlighting the importance of clean drinking water and recognizing the dedicated professionals working to keep our water clean in celebration of National Drinking Water Week running through Saturday. First established in 1988 by former President Ronald Reagan in partnership with the American Water Works Association, Drinking Water Week is an annual week-long celebration of water professionals and a recognition of water's vital role in our daily lives. From the federal, state, and municipal policymakers and water advocates to the scientists, system operators, well drillers, inspectors, and researchers, water professionals dedicate their careers to protecting our water resources and ensuring access to safe, clean water every time we turn on the tap. These professions often go unnoticed. This week is about recognizing them and their efforts to provide the most basic of necessities. This year's observance is especially significant as 2024 marks the 50th anniversary of the Safe Drinking Water Act. This landmark legislation was signed into law on December 16, 1974, and established new regulations for over 90 contaminants to strengthen and protect our drinking water and drinking water sources. The Okooch Mountain Humane Society's amazing perennial plant sale will be held this Saturday, beginning at 8:30. There will be an array of plants to bring color to every yard and garden. The perennial plant sale will be held at the Killian Meyer Building at Crosscut Park in Richland Center. The Animal House food stand will also be open at the park from 10 to 2, serving Chicago dogs, Wisconsin brats, and Maxwell Street Polish. The Master Gardeners of Grant County will be holding its annual plant sale on the grounds of the Schreiner Memorial Library in Lancaster Saturday from 9 to 11. There will be a selection of healthy perennials, shrubs, grasses, fruits, and some vegetables, bedding plants. The perennial plants come from local gardens of Master Gardeners and are adapted to our growing climate. During the sale, Master Gardener volunteers will be available to answer any gardening questions. There will also be a children's area for them to pot up flowers. All proceeds from the sale are used for scholarships given to horticulture students at UW-Platteville and Master Gardener educational and volunteer projects throughout the county. The USPS Letter Carriers Food Drive will be held Saturday. Simply place your non-perishable donation in a bag by your mailbox, and your local post office will deliver it to your local food pantry. Governor Tony Evers is seeking applicants for the Crawford County Circuit Court. The appointment will fill a vacancy being created by Judge Lynn M. Ryder's retirement, effective July 31st. The new judge will complete a term ending July 31st, 2025. To apply, email a completed application form and supporting materials to govjudicialappointments@wisconsin.gov. Applications must be submitted by 5 o'clock Monday evening, June 3rd. Richland County Highway II is closed today in Westford Township for culvert replacement. The closure is from Corwin Ridge Road to Bryan Drive until 4 this afternoon.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Today is Thursday, May 9th. Jeremiah J. Jeremy Larson, 44, of Muscadet, died April 30th at UW Health Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held today at 5 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 3 until the time of service at 5. The family suggests you wear a shirt from your favorite band to the service. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism or the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Jeremiah J., Jeremy Larson, 44, of Muscadet. Richard F. Dick Camp, 90, of Boscobel, died Friday at Soldiers Grove Nursing Home in Soldiers Grove. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. Lawrence O'Toole Catholic Church, rural Mount Hope, followed by burial in the church cemetery. Lunch will be held at the Cottonwood in Fenimore, starting at 12:45. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel today from 5 to 7. Friends may also call at the church tomorrow morning from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, plant a tree as a tribute through alivingtribute.org. Richard F. Dick Camp, 90, of Boscobel. Daryl Duane, Daryl Byer, 65, of Richland Center, died April 30th. Funeral services will be held Friday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 11 until the time of service at 2. Daryl Duane, Daryl Byer, 65, of Richland Center. Nancy Peterson, 82, of Richland Center, died Saturday. A celebration of life will be held Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center from 5 until 7. Nancy Peterson, 82, of Richland Center. Dalton M. Everson, 30, of Baraboo, died unexpectedly Saturday at home. A memorial gathering will be held Saturday from 10 to noon at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made for his daughter's further education and forwarded to his sister, Mia Everson. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Dalton M. Everson, 30, of Baraboo. Francis C. Meixelsperger, 88, of Spring Green, died unexpectedly January 14th. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will be in the church cemetery, with military graveside rites conducted by the Plain American Legion Post 398. Friends may call at St. Luke's Catholic Church Saturday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Francis C. Meixelsperger, 88, of Spring Green. Phyllis Joanne Kelbell, 89, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at our house in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Phyllis Joanne Kelbell, 89, of Richland Center.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. On May 10th and 11th, we will be having some great deals for mothers in Richland Center and Muscadet. 10-inch hanging baskets are $19.99. All patio decor is on sale while supplies last. 25% off garden seeds. Solar lights will start at 99 cents and up, and many other great deals. Also, both stores will be having a brat sale on Saturday only, 8 to 4. So stop in at Richland Center and Muscadet for these great deals. Thank you, and we appreciate your business as always, and may all the mothers have a great and blessed Mother's Day.
ABC News on WCO FM 100.